Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for another episode of A Little of This, A Little of That with You Found Brian. And yes, I know, I thought I was going to change that when I started things, and I'm going back on my word. I think it's just like muscle memory at this point. I think I have to jump in and just say whatever it is, and then whatever comes out, comes out. You know, I could be like, DoorDash, it's You Found Brian. That is not a plug for DoorDash. They got a free one out of me, okay? But that is not a plug. Anyway, basically, today I'm going to be talking about Anchor FM, which was then changed to Anchor, which is now then changed to sweet, sweet Spotify podcasters, which I think is disgusting. I'm not fond of the change. The change in name is what I wanted to avoid. I was actually happy that this was one of those things that Spotify hadn't, like, labeled as Spotify something, you know? That was something that was always nice about Anchor. Like, it was just like, oh, they bought it, but they kept it Anchor. Like, I liked Anchor. It just sounded, you know, like a news anchor. But I always liked to think it was more like an actual anchor, like a sea anchor. You know, like, ta-da! Stay here, Captain. I will, thank you. And that's how I thought of it. 100%. That's where I was in life. Happy that it said Anchor. They've updated it so I can now have donations. So if you're rich and you love me, that's up to you. I will accept graciously. If not, then that's fine. I've been living off the penny that this pays me every time someone listens to my thing anyway. So once you listen to my podcast, I get a penny. That's no matter what. If you came here and you listened, then thanks for the penny. You're a good citizen. If you want to listen to more just to give me a penny, go for it. It is what it is. I'm on a kick of, I don't think it's exactly that way anymore. We went from CPM to RPM, and you know what? It's a totally different game. But I don't make not a penny anymore. I found out that if I get up to 50 listeners, I would actually get some sort of brand deal with something, and then I can change the ad. So if 50 of you come back continuously, I will be able to change the ad. So you should like and subscribe to my podcast, because I'm just gonna plug myself, because that's better. Not DoorDash. Me. I'm not plugging DoorDash. I'm going to just me. Just myself. Follow me. Everywhere. You Found Brian. A little this, a little that. Follow my YouTube. Do it all. Just run with Brian in your arms and realize you're a fellow Brian now. It's the beauty of it. Okay, so on the topic, Anchor FM, what has it got for me? Well, over the 5 seasons that I've done this, let's just say out of the entire 5 seasons, the app has not really changed. And that is something that I would like to state is, it's a pity, because honestly, I think that the app needs a lot of support in one fashion. All right, when you use the app, it's pretty clear. You post something, you can make little, you have like a little library where you can store your things, and you can set up like scheduled posts, which has been really helpful, because everything that offers scheduled posts, if you haven't heard me talk about it, managing your content is much easier with a scheduled post. But what I have found is that they had this really nice way of telling you absolutely nothing in the analytics. Overview, plays, play per episode, audience size, current balance for if you're making that one penny, and then podcast performance. There's no way. 7 days, 30 days, 90 days, all time. That's what I can look at. And if you look at it, it's not a very good graph. It's not very intuitive. It doesn't really tell you anything. I don't know what current episodes are actually being listened to more often. I actually have to go look at my podcast list, and then they kind of tell you in the episode section which one is being listened to. You know, there'll be another play added on to each section, and that's fine, but you know, it's not like I'm writing down all the numbers. I didn't know I was gonna have to keep track of it myself. But if I wanted more detailed statistics, they either have to update that, or they're gonna need to like fix the fact that like I can only see 30 days, 90 days in all time, plus this 7 days column. but it's just like a conglomerate. It doesn't change the top 10 episodes ranking by plays. That's where that information stops. You need more information. YouTube tells you so much stuff, and I really feel like if they gave you a little more insight, just like something else that I can grasp knowledge-wise, like time people are on listening, you know, so helpful on YouTube. But here, it's like it's punishing you. It just says, hey, here's your listeners, and they're listening to these top 10 podcasts. I guess if I had a larger audience, then perhaps I would see more changes. But right now, Joe Rogan, Mr. Beast, and iPhone 13 are my top podcasts. The next one is TikTok, and I don't understand why Mr. Beast and Joe Rogan are the top, you know, podcasts that I'm pumping out, but they've beaten about 90% of my videos and audio podcasts. I don't have very many video podcasts, but when I do, they get posted to my YouTube, and they're the exactly same. They're exactly the same as my audio podcast. It's just you get the visual of my beautiful face and maybe anything else that's going around. So you're welcome. It also gives me watch time if people feel like sitting down and saying, hey, I like this guy. I'm going to watch. Let's see. My first post, I can actually look, October 19th, 2019. That's beautiful. October 19th, 2019. That is when I started doing my podcast. So it's almost an anniversary as it is. Just, we have to celebrate this year. This is a big moment for me. And on top of that, I've been very comfortable with posting more often, more frequently. And honestly, if I get one listen per podcast, then I should just post 50 every day. Just 50 every day, and then I'll finally hit that 50 listeners mark. I stopped posting, like, weirdly in a January set. Like a January-ish, December, January, and February. Usually, I don't post. I started a little early this year. I did it in February, and I jumped in because I said, the Brian hibernation is over, and I need to get this on the move. And that is where we are. Functionality, support-wise, and just in general, using Anchor FM has been pretty darn nice. You know, it distributes everything, so I don't have to worry about too much. Really what I'm looking for is a better way to hear my audience, okay? You know, I feel like it's a lot of my views probably are coming from Spotify. My podcast itself, they actually used to tell me, I believe they took it away, actually, now that I'm looking at this. They used to tell me which plays. Oh, nope, there it is. I found it. There is an audience section, and they tell you the geographic location, the platforms, and my age group. And, yeah. 58% of you are female. Good for you. Good for everyone who listens. Age group, 23 to 27, even more wonderful. My top percentage so far is Apple Podcasts. Honestly, it was Spotify for a while. We got Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Podcast Addict. Who knew? I don't know what Overcast is, but it's something that it posts to. I have 16% in the other category. So maybe it's just playing in AMC movie theaters secretly and people just don't tell me and it's just like a weird audio group like sitting there. I'm only saying that because I just did my AMC podcast and, well, my movie theater podcast, and I thought it would be funny to mention movie theaters. So if you haven't listened to that one, you should go back and listen to that episode because that is a keeper. I really like that episode, actually. That might be my new favorite, and check it out. And thanks for listening. If you want to donate or subscribe or listen to me, I should just get a whole bunch of followers. Grab your friends, grab your family, grab your grandma. Put her in my subscribe list so that, you know, I can buy my friends lots of cool gifts and then maybe pay a celebrity to come speak on this podcast. It'd be cool. Or I could just say, hi, Rickle. Rickle will say hi spiritually. You know, he's my best friend. He's out there. Everybody say hi, Rickle. All right. Thanks for listening. See you later.